I got a new boy on my Fuck. I got a new boy on my Rasta. He be feeding me pasta and lobster.
I don't know the rest of the words. Do you know the rest of the words?
Something Tuesday.
What you shopping? Let me take you shopping. I say, boy, I'm a little busy. Anyway.
I could play it. All right, let me see. What is it called?
I can't even remember what it's called.
If I just search it up, I bet. Oh, area codes.
Okay, play it.
This is it.
Does it start like that?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, hey.
Oh, it will. Got a white boy on my roster. He be feeding me pasta and lobster. Hey. He just hit me up on Tuesday like, what's doing, babe? Let me take you shopping. I told him, well, I'm a little busy. He said, damn, I'm in your city. But anyway, it's okay. Hope you have a good day. I'm going to see you by day 50. Then I told him, you treat me so well. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
It's incredible. I
had to love that so much. That's our energy going into this episode. I'm here with my friend Andrea, guys. Say hello.
Hello.
I feel like I'm being so loud. Look at how high my mic is. I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
Probably won't be loud enough.
Yours is fine. Yours is fine. Yeah, this is my friend Andrea. I've literally known her since high school, but we recently reconnected when I moved back to Kingston, basically. And she was like, hey, let's hang out. I'm like, sure. So we've been both trudging through our single life together.
Digging through the trenches
of online dating and all of that stuff. And Andrea... Jeez, I just hit myself in the face with the mic. Andrea has quite a story to tell us today about a recent ghosting experience. So she's going to tell us a story. We're going to have a little story time. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about rosters today, kind of like online dating. And it's going to be nice to talk about this with a girly who gets it. Because, like, no offense to my girls and guys out there who are in committed relationships, like, so happy for you.
it's so great.
But you guys don't get it. No, everyone's like, I went through that. I was doing that too 5 years ago. I'm like, it's different now. Like, it is. Like, post-COVID,
it's actually different. Like, disgusting. I don't.
Like, people already kind of had a hard time, like, following through and, like, whatever. But now it's just, like, there's no accountability. There's no follow-through. There's nothing. Like, there's nothing going on.
It's literally horrifying.
People don't want to take... They don't even, like, want to suggest dates or anything. They're literally just happy to talk like a pen pal for weeks and weeks on end. And it's so bizarre to me. But anyway, so we're going to complain. So if you don't want to hear us... No, we're not going to complain. We're going to complain a little bit, but...
Oh, it's so fun.
I love complaining. I don't know why, like... I remember my old co-host, Amanda, would always be like... I was like, let's do an episode on our pet peeves. And she's like... Well, I don't want to just sit here and complain for an hour. And I'm like, why? That's like my favorite.
It's actually very entertaining.
I know. It's okay. My favorite pastime. Like, what are you talking about? But anyway. All right. Well, why don't you dig into it? And have our wine here. We're going to drown our sorrows.
Yeah. You might hear us pouring more eventually because mine's already running low. Where do I even begin? Let me have a sip of wine before
Should we give him? We should give him a nickname maybe, do you think? Or a fake name?
Oh, definitely a fake name. But let's just name him Jim.
Okay, that works. I can't reach my wine.
Oh, let me. Can you pass it to me? Absolutely.
I'm like balancing 12 things on my.
Yeah, I don't know how you're doing this right now.
This is what I do for the love of podcasting, guys. And I'm trying to get
comfy, but I also don't want to just.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck the mic.
I don't want to fuck the mic. Don't want to disturb Darla. So.
Yeah, Darla's lying in between us. This is what I do for you guys to give you premium content. I'm balancing like 12 things on my lap right now.
We need to take a picture just for context. There we go.
Perfect.
Now there's evidence. Oh, Darla, you got the cord. It's okay.
Oh, she does have the cord.
I figured this out, though. I'm holding it a certain way. I think it'll be okay. I don't even know where to start. Let's go all the way back to the beginning.
Sure.
In 2019, when I first started talking to Jim, this was before a relationship that I was in, and we met through my sister, oddly enough. I won't get into too much detail with that because, you know.
Just stick to the juicy stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, so we like talked and whatever on and off for a while. Didn't know if it was like actually going to go anywhere. And like it didn't really, but like we hung out a few times, like didn't actually go on any real dates, whatever. So fine, whatever. And then one day he just disappeared.
Wow.
In 2019. Isn't that crazy?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's crazy. I was like, oh my gosh.
I can't believe men do that. It's shocking. It's so shocking.
Who knew? Who knew, honestly? And yeah, so, you know, I kind of like messaged people that we had mutual friends with. And I was like, look, like, have you heard from so-and-so? Like, do you think Jim is okay? And they're like,
you know, it's bad when you have to like, because I had to do this too with the guy from England. And I, you know, it's bad when you have to reach out to their friends or family and literally be like, are they okay? Are they in the hospital?
Yeah.
Like, it's so demoralizing when you have to stoop to that level of having to, like, reach out to their friends and family.
Oh, yeah. And happened more than once, unfortunately. So, yeah, this is in 2019, and it was kind of just, like, whatever. I was young and naive.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then that year, like, I moved away, like, got into a serious relationship, whatever. And then when I moved back into town, it was, like, right before I moved back into town, actually. I was like, you know what? Let me, like, reconnect with Jim. And that was only because he was going to be in another, like, performance, whatever, with my sister. And so I was like, I'll just reach out and be like, hope you're doing okay. Like, can't wait to see the show. That's what I said. And then he kind of asked me, like, what was going on, yada, yada, yada. We reconnected when I came into town that weekend. Sorry, ex-boyfriend, but I wasn't even, like, moved out of my ex's house at the time.
He probably will not be listening.
He probably won't.
but hey, subscribe.
Hi.
5-star review if you are listening.
Like, you knew I was texting him. Ooh, awkward.
I did the exact same thing with my ex. Like,
but we were also already broken up. So
yeah. When it's dead, it's dead. It's, like, yeah.
It was cut. It was gone. It was. Anyways, so yeah, we read Darla's. So
Darla is smushed into the.
Oh my goodness.
Into Andrea.
She's like, no. So, yeah, then we reconnected, like, went out for drinks, like, late-night drinks.
And this was how long ago?
So, this was in January. This was
of 2023.
Yes. Okay. So, first weekend of January.
So, it's been, like, almost a year, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Just for the listeners.
Yes. Just to make it exact, just so everyone's aware how long this has actually been. Yeah. So, like, reconnected. It was great, and we, like, caught up. He, like, told me about his life. Obviously, I won't go into that, but he went through, like, a lot and, like, had just got out of something really serious, too. So we were both, like, very much on the same page, and I was like, oh, clearly he wants something serious. Like, this is great. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Did he say that? Or just through his actions?
No, just, like, through his actions.
His vibe,
I was like, okay, you were in something serious, so, like, clearly, you'll probably want something serious eventually. I
like,
know
you're open to a serious relationship.
Yeah.
That's such a dangerous assumption to make.
It
but
is.
Yeah,
it's
I
so
see where you were
bad.
Coming from.
And it was because I had gotten out of something that, like, wasn't progressing to something more than just, like, boyfriend-girlfriend. So
but I feel like a lot of – sorry, I keep interrupting you. But I feel like some people would be like, why would I want to pursue anything other than what's going to lead me to my end goal? And then other people go the complete opposite way after a serious relationship where they're like, I don't want to go through that again. I'm just going to fuck around for a few years. And, like, you literally go one of two ways. And it's kind of hard to tell. And some guys or girls say they want one thing, but then when push comes to shove, they realize they don't want that and everything. Anyway, I'm not making excuses.
Totally
like
that.
I'm the type that's like, okay, I want to get into a relationship that's going to be better and progress further than my previous one.
Yeah.
Like, that just is what makes sense to me. But some people want to just burn it to the ground altogether and, like, not
go through
that
again.
Yeah,
like, I just want to have fun now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not really. Yeah.
And you were seeing multiple people at the time too, weren't you? Or, like, you were talking to multiple people?
I didn't really start talking to someone else, like, and exploring kind of, like, and, like, dating until, like, a few months into, like, Jim and I, because he was confused about what he wanted in the long term. Anyways.
So you were like, might as well meet other people then if you're going to be.
Yeah. So it was, like, great. And then, yeah, probably, like, a few months after, like, we spent Valentine's Day. Like, Valentine's Day, we spent together and, like, just bought each other, like, meaningless, like, little tiny gifts, right? Like, it was, like, nothing big. And honestly, like, I bought him something and, like, gave him something early and was like, oh, something else is coming. Like, it was just super small, but just, like, a kind of like a small gesture. And that's, like, who I am too. I feel like that's my
love
giving
language.
Love language is, like, gifts. So I'll just find something that reminds me of them and be like, here.
Which is so sweet. I love when people do that.
Yeah. And so he kind of, I feel like he kind of felt obligated to do the same, honestly, because, like, you could tell, like, his gifts were cute, but, like,
not as thoughtful as yours.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like, oh my gosh, I feel like I need to, like, get her something. Anyways. But, like, he had met my parents, like, way back when, and then, like, at my sister's performances and stuff, too, like.
Right.
So I was living with my parents at the time while my apartment was, like, while I was waiting to get into my apartment. So this was in, like, February. He would come over to my parents' house. So it was like, okay, yeah, like, sleepover, whatever. And then he ended up going away on a trip with a bunch of his friends in February, like, end of February. And obviously, like, you're in a foreign country, like, you're probably, you can't talk as much, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. But he literally, like, I was like, oh, can we FaceTime? Like, just quickly. And he's, or he asked me if we could, like, something like that. He's like, I'm in the room. I was like, oh, okay, like, we have time. Anyways, he turned off his airplane mode and put on his data just so that he could, like, get a good, like, connection to FaceTime me.
Men, these are the things women pay attention to.
Exactly.
Like, there is no irrelevant gesture when you're dating someone. Like, at the beginning, you're paying attention to every single little.
Yeah.
Because this is something a man, like, wouldn't even think about.
No, they'd be like, oh, I don't, like, I'm just. And I'm like, no, but this meant so much to me. Like, yeah. I thought this was meant something because you turn your data off, like, or yeah. Turn your
data airplane. On.
Yeah, data yeah. On to talk to me. Anyways. And he literally was like, I miss you so much. Like, when he could text me, it'd be like every few days. He's yeah. There for like a week. And he came back from that trip. And instead of going like straight to where he was living, he's like, no, like that day, like I'm driving straight to your house, like spending time with you, whatever. And I'm still living with my parents at the time. And so he did that. I was like, I'm not going to be mad if you like go home. Like, it's fine. Anyways, he ended up coming over. That's another big thing. After a big travel day, he decided to come see me.
Yeah, that I can see why that would definitely mean something for sure.
Yeah. And so, like, then in March, like, someone else from my past kind of, like, came in. I could see him listening to this, which would be so funny. So, hi. Was, like, super sweet and, like, wanted something serious. And I had never really thought of him more as a friend, whatever. And then it kind of changed slightly. And so then I had to ask Jim.
Oh.
Had to ask Jim if I don't even really care. Had to ask Jim if like what he wanted, like what was going on. And I had to be like, are you ready for this? Are you not? I feel like this is probably April at this point, maybe. And he's like, I just don't really know. Like, I can't do it. Like, I don't know right now.
Oh, God.
And so there
this
was.
This is giving me, like, PTSD.
I know. It's so sad.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I straight up was like, I'm a changed woman. Like, I was like, no. Like, if you can't figure out what you want, then, like, I'm.
Yeah. Famous last word.
Yeah. Then I can't do this. Like.
Yeah.
Can't do this. And then I ended up a few weeks or, like, yeah, I think it was, like, a few weeks later of, like, exploring other options. I was kind of like. No, like, I really, really like him, Jim. Yeah. Like, I need to, like, try it out with him. I don't know what's going to happen.
Darla's acting wild. She's this like, story is making me. Her.
I know, right? She's like, oh, my
she's
God.
She's getting wound up. She's like, I've already heard my mom complain about this shit.
She's like, are you okay, Mom? She's sensing the PTSD, mm-hmm. Honestly.
This is getting me fired up. Like, I've been through all of these same things. Like, I know exactly what you're thinking in the moment and everything. Yeah. And guys, just so you know, this is like my first time hearing
the whole story.
I mean, I've heard bits and pieces of the story, but there's definitely updates that I'm going to be hearing for the first time. So if yeah. I like
gasp,
if I like gasp or like cut in or interrupt or have questions, like just know that I'm here with you guys. I'm like living this in real time as well.
Yeah. Sarah only knows like some of it and she doesn't know the ending because that'll come.
And she purposefully wanted to save this story to tell me, like, in this environment. Because yeah. We were going to talk about it earlier, but I was like, you might as well save it for the pod.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, I got a story to tell. So, yeah, like, I kind of broke it off with this other person. Like, obviously, it wasn't that serious. We just were hanging out, whatever. So I told Jim, I was like, look, like, I do really like you, and I would like to continue. I know you have, like, some healing to do, whatever. This is probably in, like, I don't know, April. He started a new job in March, and we were still seeing each other. and like going on dates, and like he drove all the way to Toronto to do something that I wanted to do. Like maybe he had a little bit of interest in it, but like not completely. Fast forward to like July. So July, he got a new job. So he had to go. He was living like about 3 hours away from Kingston.
He was?
In July, he started.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, damn. Okay.
Yeah, he was living like close to Kingston, and then he moved back in with his mom to live closer to his hometown
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Back to his hometown, kind of to live closer to work, because work was much closer than like Kingston was, type thing. And so we're like, yeah, we're still going to make it work. It's totally fine. Not a big deal. And then I didn't see him probably as often, but like still like.
You were both still making effort and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, we were definitely still making the effort. And his birthday was like mid-July. And of course, like once again, because I'm a gift giver, that's my thing. I like went all out for his birthday and I decorated my apartment, like got him like a little cake. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know if it's a cake or what it was, but I got him something, right? Like I did a whole thing, got him freaking balloons, like Spider-Man balloons. Cause he's a nerd. Yeah. Like literally so much. Got him like a
put in the effort,
customized things. Yeah. Put in so much effort. And then I was like very much like, oh my God, like I think I'm in love with this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I am scared to say it, so I didn't actually really say it. I literally wrote it in his card.
Oh.
Like, I wrote it in his card, and he opened, like, all his gifts first, which I think he didn't realize there was a card, because, like, some people don't give cards, whatever. He's a man. Before he opened the card, I was like, look, like, this is either going to scare you away or it's not. Like, just so you know. Be prepared for when you open this, and, like, it's been, like, 6 months at this point, like, if, and I've known you previously, like.
Yeah.
If you're scared,
it's not that crazy for you to have developed those feelings.
Yeah. And I was like, if you're scared, like, I'll get it. It's fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he read the card, looked at me, and then, like shyfully, like, mumbled that he, like, loved me, too. And then kind of, like, hugged me and stuff. So it was, like, a whole thing. And I was like, look, you don't have to say that if you don't mean it. Like,
every girl's response. I know, right? Like, ever.
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Oh, my God. Me being like, but are you sure? Like, all right, I once had my ex, hey, Carlos.
Hello?
He doesn't, he's already been calling, yeah. He's like, doesn't give a shit. But he was like, when he first told me he loved me, because I said it first, and then he didn't say it back, but he said it back like a week later. He said, I have something I need to, sorry, I interrupted, but this is a good story. I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit with my own embarrassment to like counteract yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
I gotta tell you something. And he was like all serious. It was like by the candlelight. I feel like we just had sex or something. Like we're like snuggling. He's like, I love ya. Like, I was like, I'm sorry, what? He goes, I love ya. And I'm like,
yeah.
Sorry, do you want to try that again? But actually, like, pronounce the thing. Maybe it's just because I'm an English major, or maybe this is just a girl thing. But I was like, it doesn't fucking count, you dipshit.
No, exactly.
When you say I love ya. Like, I love you, bud. I love you, bro. Yeah, like, it's not the like same. And he was like, then, of course, typical Carlos is, like, digging in his heels, like, it's the same thing. I don't have to blah, blah, blah. And, he literally refused. I mean, of course, like, the next day he ended up saying it normally. But, like, in that moment, he was kind of, I think he was, like, a little annoyed with me because he was like, this is supposed to be a nice moment.
Yeah, you ruined it.
But I was like, I stand by this. Like, when every girl pictures that amazing moment when they're the guy they love says that, like, you're not picturing the guy saying, love ya.
Yeah, no.
Are you with me on this, or am I crazy?
I would be, like, offended. I'd be like, no.
I was. And I brought it up to a few of my girlfriends, and I'm like, guys, am I crazy, or this is, like, not cool? And they're like, no, that's not the romantic vibe we're going for. And I was just, anyway, I can laugh about it now, but I remember at the time being like, I'm sorry, do you want to try that again?
Excuse you? Yeah. Yeah. So that was, I was like, okay, here's a step in, like, the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the summer went okay. He was really busy with his like his new job, but like we would always text, and like he would call me after work and stuff like that and whatever. Now let's just like fast forward to September.
I feel like all the worst things happen in September.
I'm like, it's my birthday month. Like,
in my experience, that's when things ended with the British guy too.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I feel like shit always hits the fan in September for some reason.
I guess like in my case it was kind of beginning of October, But, like, things started getting, like, sketchy mm-hmm. in September. So, my birthday came, and he was, like... Also, so, for his birthday in July, I was, like, trying to do a little getaway, but it didn't end up working, and he just wanted to come and, like, hang out. So, that was fine. I did whatever I did. So, my birthday came, and he knew that, like, girls from work had planned stuff with me. So, that was really nice. And I was, like, I don't know when I'll be home, but, like, you work and, like, still have to drive 3 hours. So, it should be fine. Like, I'll see you. Also, since he told me he loved me, like, he would tell me that, like,
over text at least or on weekly. The phone or whatever.
Yeah, like, he would say it often. I would say it to him, whatever. Also, I'd like to note, I never met any of his family, never met mm-hmm. any of his friends.
In retrospect, do you find that a bit of a red flag?
Yes. Now right. that I think of it, I'm like, yeah. why did I, like... Girl, and I would say, like, I'll relate. Drive to you. Like, yeah. I can come drop this off to you. You're sick. I'll come to you. Yeah. Like, you know? Yep. And you're just like...
Yep.
And that's what I would... Like, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, you know, like, he had a major, like, traumatic event happen. Like, I think in 2019, around then. And I was like, oh, that's awful. And then, like, I know there was some kind of family things going on. And so I was just like, oh, you know.
It's
and,
a hard thing to push because, like, family's yeah. so personal. But it is like, a good sign if a guy wants to introduce you to people, for sure.
Yeah. And, like, it was just weird. And, like, he had met a few of my friends. Not a lot.
I never met this dude.
No, yeah. That's the thing. Like, he didn't really meet a lot. I yeah. will say that. I'm jumping all over the place. Oh, my gosh. My birthday comes, and I'm doing, like, something with work friends. And I'm like, I'll be home probably at, like, this time. And he's like, well, you have fun with the girls. He's like, I'm really sorry. I was going to call you and tell you that, like, I can't make it because I have to work tomorrow morning.
Ugh.
Saturday morning. He's like, I got this new...
That feeling mm-hmm. when your stomach, like, drops into your asshole and you're like,
I have to, like, pull up the text messages.
It's such a horrible feeling when someone cancels on you when you were so looking for... And sometimes it's unavoidable, but it's just the worst feeling.
Yeah. And it was like, he's like, oh, I got the new... Okay. Darla,
let's do a little stretch.
I need to find it. So,
girl, you gotta delete those messages. That is the first thing I do when I'm.
It's so bad.
I'm vicious with that. Like, you fucking cross me.
I feel like I just need
DMs deleted, messages deleted, photos deleted.
That's so bad.
I can't, because I am the type who will reread it and reanalyze it over and over. I just can't. I literally can't do it. Like,
yeah,
out of sight, out of mind.
And he's like, oh, I was going to call you and, like, let you know that I have to work for a couple hours. Like, I got this new position at work. So, like, you and I can do a nice getaway, like, tomorrow. He's like, so, like, go out and have fun. And I was like, oh, like, good job. I was like, that sounds good to me. He's like, yeah. And I was like, I did really want to see you tonight, but, like, it's fine. Like, whatever. And I, like, asked him when he thinks he would be done, whatever. Anyways, so the next day comes. And I was thinking probably, like, latest dinner time mm-hmm. he would come get me. And I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know what we were doing. I on the phone later that day, like, asked him what to pack. So I was like, I don't know what we're doing. Like, what should I do? Anyways, he, like, texted me in the morning, like, oh, hope you had fun. I'll see you later. Almost 2 p.m. And he's like, oh, I won't be much longer. And then...
The anxiety I'm
would like,
have.
Yeah. yeah, and I'm getting ready, right? And I'm like, okay, like, I have this much time to be ready, and then, like, I'll see him and, like, whatever. And then he texts me, and it's 5:10 p.m. He's like, oh, I can't wait to see you and, like, change my mood. I was like, oh, are you close? And he's like, I'm just getting ready to leave. And I was like, okay.
And he still has to drive 3 hours?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's like 2.5, 3, yeah.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I know, I'm sorry, like, I'm fucking up our date.
Yeah, you are, you... idiot.
Yeah. And of course, me just being me, like, I was like, you're not fucking anything up. Like,
you are too nice, Andrea.
I know. That's my fault. Oh, my God.
I want to call you Andrea, like in Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, my gosh. It's so
I just
funny.
Watched that movie with my dad. I forced him to watch it with me. And I love how she's always like, Andrea. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to refer to you as from now on.
So funny. I was like, oh, I get to see your face. Like, that's all that matters. Oh,
don't you read this shit back now when you literally want to gag yourself? Yeah. Like, it's so funny.
I was like, please let me know when you're getting off the highway. And then he literally just says, I love you.
Simping at its finest. But yeah. It's not simping when it's like boyfriend, girlfriend, and you like love them. It's just like looking, when you read these texts back, like, it's just so funny.
Yeah. And he's just like, I love you. And then It got to be 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
8 p.m. And I had not heard from him since, what time was it?
And you're supposed 5 to have, and you're supposed to have your little getaway.
Yeah, like, celebrate my birthday. That was the day before that you already missed. Like, what the fuck?
This is fucked up.
Yeah. And then I tried calling him, and he couldn't answer. And he's like, I'll call you in a sec, baby. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, like, I'm just worried about you. Anyways, he called me. He ended up picking me up at, like, he probably didn't get me until, like, 10
okay.
p.m. We end up driving to Ottawa, stayed in a hotel there. Like, that was so sweet of him. And he knows I really like going to, like, markets and, like, doing all that stuff. So he, like, took me. We went out for breakfast. And then went to, like, the Byward Market. Because he was like, yeah, I know you like doing that stuff. Because I had went all summer. Then he dropped me off. And there was a lot of times where, like, on a Sunday, if he had to work the next day, he would sleep over. So he would sleep over 1 week. There was, like, 3 days where he would get up at 4 a.m., drive 3 hours, like, well, I guess it's, like, kind of 2 hours to work, and then drive all the way home 2 hours to my apartment and stay with me.
You do not do that unless you love someone. Like,
exactly.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't do that for Jesus Christ himself.
Literally. And
literally would not.
He planned on doing it all week. He did it for 3 days, and then he ended up, like, having to work late the rest of the night, so that's why he didn't do it. But anyways, so this was my birthday weekend, and he dropped me back off on Sunday. It had been less than 24 hours that we spent together. Mm-hmm. And on the way home from Ottawa, I was like, oh, like, are you spending the night then? And he was just like, no, like, I have to go home. Like, blah, blah, I've got to, like, do laundry and, like, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, like, that sucks, but whatever. And then I wanted to have the conversation with him because at this point we still weren't, like, official. And so I said to him that night before he left, like, as he was, I was like, can I call you my boyfriend? Like, is this a thing? And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, are you my boyfriend? Like, can I call you my boyfriend? He's like, oh, I kind of just assumed.
Okay, but I think that's fair. Like, I was going to just ask you this.
I mean, yes, but.
Don't you feel like we've outgrown the stage a little bit where we need to have this conversation or no?
I feel
because
like.
Because I will never again ask a boy if he's my boy. Like, I'll never do, because every time I do it, I swear to God, it freaks them out, and then they get scared and they, like, overthink it.
And this could be what happened. I don't know.
Which is not an excuse. Like, I think mm-hmm. I think it's still sweet when a guy's like, I would like to be your boyfriend or whatever.
Like, can I call
but you? Like, it also gives me the ick a little bit. Like, can I be your boyfriend? Like, I'm just like, if you walk like a boyfriend, you talk like a boyfriend, you're my boyfriend. Like,
you're telling
don't
me you
act
love
this
me.
Way if yeah. you don't want the boyfriend label. I don't know. I can sort of see why he was like,
oh, I just, yeah.
What do you mean? But I also see, you know, why someone would want that reassurance and would want that official conversation. I just feel like the further I get into my 20s, the more I'm like, oh, we have to have a conversation. Like, I thought we were just boyfriend and
yeah.
girlfriend.
And so I think that's probably what he thought. But in my mind, because I was so, like, anxious about everything, that's why I was,
totally
like,
fair.
Yeah. I was
and like, if he, like, really loves you, he should be, like, of course I'm your boyfriend.
Yeah. Like,
honestly, guys, write in what you think. I'm curious, because everyone's different on this topic.
Yeah, I actually
some people on TikTok I've heard would literally be, like, unless you officially ask me, I'm not your girlfriend and stuff. But
I've had other guys' opinions, too. Like, someone that I work with was, like,
I don't know. I find it a bit
oh,
juvenile.
I didn't know. Yeah, he was, like, oh, I didn't really realize that I, like, had to say something to her. I thought just like I just assumed and it, so I don't know,
it just reminds me a little bit like same sort of vibe as like asking the dad, which I still kind of do want the man to like ask my dad to marry me one day, but it sort of gives that whole thing of like
I'd be like, I don't
asking
care.
Like women for like consent and like decisions that they're actively making in their own lives, and it's just like
yeah, it's like you're an object, like
do you know what I mean,
can
like
I
it's
have
just
your daughter?
Like
yeah
okay I officially have decided now that I would like to claim you as mine,
yeah that's what
like
I
that's
don't,
the vibe it's giving a little bit exactly. Which I know it sounds like super hyper feminist and whatever, you guys are gonna like roll your eyes, but there is something about true. It that like gives me the ick a little bit. It's just, like, the vibe. This is the vibe I love. When you're, like, dating a guy, you're really into them, whatever. And then, like, out of nowhere, like, you're at a dinner or something. And they're like, oh, this is my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the vibe we're here for. Like, when they just, like, say it and it's not this big thing. And they're confident, like.
Yes. And I would try to do hints like that. Like.
But then again, at some point, you just need to ask. I asked my ex, Carlos.
Hi again.
I straight up asked him because like I'm an anxious girly too, just like you.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand not knowing. Granted, this was like 4 years ago or 3 years ago, so I'm very different now, but I was like, am I your girlfriend? And he literally freaked out. Like, he was like, I mean, I think you are, but also, but, and it literally made him panic and made him act weird. Mm-hmm. And then even the guy from England, same thing. I was like, am I your girlfriend? Are we seeing other, and it started, he started acting weird. So, like, maybe it's just my own personal trauma, but I'm like, I think it's like a jinx. I swear to God, it's a jinx.
Yep.
When you have to ask them, like, if they're your boyfriend. And some girlies on TikTok would probably say, if you even have to ask, then he's not the guy for you. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But in real life.
I know. Like, real life's not TikTok, bitches.
Yeah. And so, fun story. That was...
I keep interrupting. But it is my podcast.
No, it is. It's fine. But, like... That day, when I asked him, guess what? Ended up being the last time I ever fucking saw him in my life.
Wait. What?
Yeah. September...
Wait.
17th? Wait. Was the last time I saw him. Yeah.
Wait. Okay, so I guess I was right about it being a curse.
Yeah, I literally think it was.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Andrea.
I know, right? Like, awful.
Okay, so keep going. There has to be more to the story.
Oh, there is. So then, like, after that, like, I, like, thanked him. I was like, thanks, like, because once again, I'm just way too fucking nice. I was like, thank you so much for spending time with me. Like,
oh, no, no.
I was like, love you. Like, so nice of you.
And my man haters got to rub off on you.
I know it. And I have definitely started to feel like that.
I didn't used to be this way, guys. Like,
men have
made that's why when men are like, why do you hate men? I'm like, you guys did this to me.
Do you want me to sit here and fucking tell a long story? Because I will.
You did this to me. I was like, I didn't used to be this girl in high school. I literally was like a lover, not a fighter. But like, you guys have put me through the war. You've put me through the trenches. And now I'm hardened from battle. And this is what it is.
I'm starting to get like that, exactly. Which is probably better.
Welcome to the team.
Honestly.
It's fun over here.
But he was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. It wasn't that great. I was like, oh, my God, no. Like, it was fine. And then I literally was like, oh, my God, you confirming that you're my boyfriend. Like, that was a cherry on top. Haha. And then
oh, that's so cute.
I was just like, that was so cute. Yeah,
oh, my God, this is breaking my heart.
Oh, yeah. It just gets so much better. So that was, like, the 17th. And then I texted him first, like, the next day and said good morning. And he was just like, you know, telling me his day was shit. And then the next day... So, like, that was the 17th, and then I didn't hear from much the 18th. I'm literally looking at messages, people. I don't have this, like, memorized in my brain. I'm looking at messages on my phone.
Oh, okay. Just for reference.
Just for reference. I'm not that crazy.
That would be so next funny level.
On this time, like, yeah, this exact date.
And at 2 p.m. on...
Literally. Like, no, I have the receipts. I wouldn't
put it past girlies. Like,
no, so many probably would.
I would not.
And I tried calling him because, like, I hadn't heard from him at all, like, on a Tuesday.
At what point were you starting to panic?
At this point, I was kind of like, this is weird. Like, yeah, okay. You told me you're my boyfriend. And now then I haven't heard from you all day.
Conveniently gone quiet, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah. I tried calling him, and he's like, oh, sorry, good looking. Like, I'm still at work.
I'm sorry, he calls you good looking?
Yeah, yeah, that was his thing.
Red flag.
I know, right? And then...
I hope you don't mind me, like, making jokes.
No, it's funny. I love it.
Like...
It also makes me feel better.
Okay, good. Because I hope you don't, like, I'm just being an ass, but also, like, this guy deserves to be made fun of. But also, like, sometimes you just have to laugh. Like, even you need to laugh at the situation a little bit.
1,000%. I'm reading my messages.
I literally just went through this with that guy from England. Like, and Andrea listened to that whole episode. She knows that whole story. And it's just, there's so many similarities. And, like,
Too nice. So I good looking. Learned. Yeah.
Was cooking good looking.
He literally said that to me all the time. And so that same day when I tried calling him, and then he said, like, oh, sorry, I'm still at work. I literally had to tell him. I was like, look, like, I just get really, like, overwhelmed and, like, anxious. And, like, I just kind of need some reassurance that, like, you're okay. I'm okay. We're good. Right.
Good for, like, you for saying what you need and, like, stating your boundaries. Like, I respect that. Like, I started kind of doing that more too now. Just even if I'm dating a guy and it's only been a few dates and he's not giving me what I need.
Yeah.
I have no issue anymore just being like, hey, this is something that bugs me. Is this something you're willing to work on? If not, let's not move forward. And literally 9 times out of 10, they're like, yeah, I don't want to fix that. So, okay. And that tells me everything I need to know. So, like,
yeah.
Honestly, guys, like, again, once again, I interrupted Andrew.
No,
but, like,
fine.
What I'm just trying to say, like, this is an example of, in a healthy way, like, recognizing when you're being triggered and trying to communicate that with your partner. And, like, if they react like an ass, that's on them. But good for you for at least trying to,
yeah,
to look out for yourself instead of just like blindly suffering, yeah, by yourself.
Like, I was like, look, this is why. And he, I was like, if I get, I just want you to be aware, like, if I ever get overwhelming, mm-hmm, this is just kind of like what you need to do to handle the situation. And he the next day was like, don't be sorry, like, it's on me, I've just been like really out of it lately and stressed. Oh
my God.
And I was like, okay, like,
they're always
whatever.
So vague. They're always so vague.
So at this point, right, like, I would get a text message like once a day, basically. And we were supposed to hang out on the Thursday after I saw him. And he texted me in the morning before work. And then I told him, like, look, I actually don't work till this time anymore because I was supposed to work just a few hours. And then he texted me at 4:30 and was like, I'm sorry, like, I won't be able to come tonight. Like, I'm going to end up being here late. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then I said, like, okay, so this was after. I was like, maybe you can come meet, like, my best friend's husband on the weekend. Okay. Like, that would be nice. Also, then one morning, the next day, he texted me, hey, good morning. Because I said, can you call me on your way home? And the next morning, he texted me. And he's like, good morning. Sorry, I finished late. And I forgot about everything. And in my head, I'm like,
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, you forgot about everything, including your girlfriend? I'm sorry, what? So the next day comes.
So you mean you have amnesia?
Yeah.
Are you in the hospital with a traumatic brain injury?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Get in an accident?
Did you have a lobotomy?
Bump your head? Yeah. I was
like, this is the shit I say, though. This is why I'm so unhinged. Like, I literally would have texted, like, oh, so you had a lobotomy?
Yeah.
Because that's the only excuse that's going to be sufficient right now.
Yep.
And that's why I'm seeing the ladies.
And I am way too nice. I was like, oh, I know. Like, you've been busy. Right?
Andrea.
I know, right? I'm like, I just want to hear your voice. Like, have a good day. And, like, now I'm like, I have learned so much from this, too, that I'm like, no.
That's the key, honestly, is learning from it.
Oh, yeah.
And, being like learning to laugh at yourself and have a bit of compassion for yourself a little bit. Like, it's not helpful to be like, God, why did I say that? Why was I such an idiot? Yeah. Like, that's not helpful. Just give yourself a little pat on the back. I literally be like, I was such a cutie. I was so in love with him. Like, oh my God, I was such a dumb little cutie. Like, look at me making all those mistakes. How cute am I?
Yeah, it's like, Pat, this is
so funny. Look at it how you would watch, like, a friend or a family member or something, like, with that compassion and giving them the benefit of the doubt. Like, you got to do that with yourself as well.
Yeah. And so my friend ended up coming down from out of town.
And he didn't come.
And we were already, like, going through our day because I was like, oh, maybe you can meet us for dinner.
Okay.
So he texts me at 12. He's like, oh, I hope you're having fun. Like, I won't be coming down. Like, stuff has happened with his family. And I very much was, like, what he was going through. Like, I kind of understood because it was, like, a lot. But anyways, like, I don't want to put a downer on your day. Like, we can talk about it later. He's like, I'm sorry for everything I've been putting you through. So that was on a Saturday. Didn't hear from him at all after that. And then Sunday, I was like, can you call me? And then he ended up calling me that day and was, like, actually so upset on the phone. Like, he was crying. Mm-hmm. I've never, like, the fact that he was crying and, like, showing this emotion because he's very closed off was, like, okay. And I also should mention, too, like, he is the type of person when something's happening, he kind of shuts every single person in his life out.
Very healthy coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
The guy from England was like that, too. Mm-hmm. Like, completely goes into his own shell, cuts everybody off.
Like, literally everybody.
Yeah.
And he's lost friends because of that. Yeah. And I understand. Yep.
Don't do that, people. Do not do that.
No. And I'm like, your girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
You
nope.
can
nope.
tell me.
No.
Nope. So that was on a Sunday. And then on a Monday, I didn't really hear from him until I literally texted him to tell him that, like, I found out one of my friends passed away. And I was like, this is so shitty because, like, you're my boyfriend. I'm going to tell you. And he's like, I'm so sorry. That's awful. And then, like, Tuesday, he was like, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Wednesday, he told me he missed me. This is on the 27th. So I heard from him on a 27th. And then I'm just trying Sarah because like
describe for the listeners.
You see all the blue.
It's just blue text, 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 TikTok.
Yeah.
Blue text.
And so this blue text. No,
this is hurting my. Yeah. This is hurting my heart.
So this was a Wednesday, and then Saturday.
Fuck you, Jim.
Literally, Saturday comes along, and I was moving out of my apartment.
Yeah.
Back in with my parents.
This economy. Fuck this economy.
Literally. Literally. And my psycho neighbors. Shout out to them. And so I had. He did answer the phone on Saturday, but I hadn't talked to him since Wednesday.
That's crazy.
I'm your girlfriend.
I got ghosted for 2 weeks from my boy.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And so he chatted with me and just, like, I told him, like, literally all I need from you right now is a text a day. You're going through this shit. But if you just text me once a day, honestly, right now, like.
And that's, like, not that much to ask. Yeah. You're basically saying, I understand you're going through it. I'm willing to give you some space, but I still need a little bit, like, a little, which is fair. You can't just completely, like, let go of all of your needs when you're in a relationship. And, like, the fact, like.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you, honestly, this is frustrating me because you are, like, way more, like, sweet and demure and, like, forgiving than I am. Like, I am a fucking...
I know. I'm a fucking, too.
I'm a fucking cunt, God. And I love that about myself. But, like, the fact... Like, it doesn't... Like, this is what the moral is. It doesn't matter if you're outgoing or if you're not or if you're kind or if you're sassy or if you're hot, if you're not, if you're... Like, if a man is not ready to be a good man and to be a good partner, it does not matter if you're Gigi Hadid. It doesn't matter... If you're, like, the sweetest girl in the world, like Andrea, like, it just doesn't matter. That's the moral of the story.
Literally wild. And when we talked that day, when I was in the midst of moving, I made time for him.
I'm a little tipsy, by the way, guys. That's why I keep talking.
So. Totally fine. And I literally, he said, he's the one that was like, look, you know, I have a great idea. I was like, oh, okay, great. Like, what's your idea? And he's like, every time I sit down to have a meal, even though I only sit down and, like, eat for, like, 5 minutes, like, every time I sit down for a meal, I will send you a text message.
What the fuck?
And I was like, that's a great way to remember to text your girlfriend.
That's
thank you.
That's fucking weird. That's, like, I'm sorry. That's a bit weird. That reminds me of, like, trying to set, like, a rule for your, like, toddler.
Or
like
literally.
A kindergartner.
It kind of does. Like, oh,
like every time we sit down for snack time, we're going to wash our hands. And it's going to remind you to wash your hands every time. Like,
yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, this is how I'll, like.
He's so proud of himself for this idea, yeah, too. You know, right? He's so proud of himself.
Turns out he was real famished. I'll tell you that. He was starving. Good one. He was starving that he could not text me. October 1st, I sent him something. Didn't hear from him. October 2nd, okay? I sent him a TikTok the day before. October 2nd. He said, oh, they actually tried to, like, he responded, whatever. Yeah, to the TikTok. That was October 2nd. I didn't hear from him after that. October 3rd, I texted him, and I was like, oh, apparently it's National Boyfriend Day. Like,
oh, God.
Like, thank you. Like, you're so cute. Whatever.
You didn't respond to that?
Didn't respond to that.
Oh, go fuck yourself,
October 6th. So, the 2nd. Just remember the 2nd was the day that the last time he talked to me. The 6th, like, still didn't say anything. I even kind of sent him, like, a workout pic. Like, yeah, ha, cute. And then the 7th, I was like, look, I know you're dealing with a lot, but I need to hear from you. Because I tried to call him, still, like, wouldn't hear from him.
I'm flabbergasted.
And, like, I wasn't...
Seeing the text in real time, yeah. Like, I'm looking at her screen and I'm shaking in anger and rage. Like, I cannot believe you haven't deleted, like...
I know. It's bad that I still have them. But, like, I tried to call him, too. Like, and I wasn't crazy, right? Like, I wasn't,
no, you're
like,
not. No.
I wasn't sending crazy messages. I wasn't, like, annoying him all the time. Like, once every few days, I would, like, if I didn't hear from him, I'd text him. Or I would, you know, maybe send him a few a day, just being like, hey, hope you're doing well. Or, like, try calling him, and that's it. Like, I wasn't going crazy. So that's the 2nd. Then the 8th, I was like, clearly something has happened. Like,
oh my God, you need to talk to me. All I see is Andrea, period. I don't know what to say, period.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. So, I'm going to shit my pants. I cannot.
On the 9th, so I hadn't heard from him since the 2nd. And on the 9th, I go to work. I am searching up obituaries on the work computer. My coworkers are like, Andrea, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I think my boyfriend died. I think his one of his family members might have died. I think that, like, someone died or something. Like, he had to die. And I'm like, he probably has starved to death at this point.
I would have said some shit like that. Like, that's what I go to, like, that sassy banter when I'm angry. Like, I would have literally been like, so you must be really hungry from never sitting down to eat a meal. Because, like, I would literally say something, which is not
petty. I was saying this to everyone else except for him.
No, you gotta start saying it to them. I know. You know what? They're gonna fuck you over anyway, so you might as well have fun.
Exactly.
You might as well entertain yourself and, like, banter with yourself because they're gonna fuck you over anyway. Yeah. Like, that's my mentality.
So I'm at work and searching this up, and people are like, what the hell's wrong with you? And then I was like kind of explaining to people kind of like just briefly what was going on in his life, and they were like, well, why don't you search up like this business that you're talking about that he's had to kind of like deal with? And I'm like, guys, I don't know anything about, like, other than him, like, I don't know a lot about, like, the business, what the name is, what this is, like, I don't know.
Do you now, looking back, think that's also a bit of a red flag?
Okay. 1,000%.
Okay. We're learning.
Yeah.
We're living and we're learning.
And so my friend was like, okay, Andrea, because my coworker and friend, I think she was just kind of like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Like, we need to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
Like, you've been doing this. It's been like a week at this point. So I give her his number. She texts him just being like, hey, actually, I feel like I have it. Anyways, I don't even know where it is. But basically, she was like, hey, like, long time. Like, oh, I think I just, like, drove past you. Like, long time no see. How are you doing? And just remember, I haven't heard from him in 7 days at this point.
And he texted her back right away.
Within 5 minutes.
Yep.
Within 5 minutes.
Yep.
Within 5 minutes. It was like, so, like, he was so, like, jokey with her, too, right? Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, ha-ha. Like, it must have been a long time.
I'm nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's, like, that guy that I just ended things with. Literally, he went 4 days without texting me back. And then I texted him saying, basically, hey, like, don't think this is going to work, blah, blah, blah. And he texted back immediately, like, wish you all the best. Have a great life. Like, yeah, literally within 2 minutes texting me back. I'm like, oh, so you can't go. You can't text me for 4 days, but then the minute I basically give you an out, you're hopping on it. Like, you're mm-hmm. hopping. Like, that is, it's just, oh, my God, I'm enraged. I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So then, obviously, I'm at work, and I'm so mad. Like, I'm like, and I start bawling my eyes out, clearly.
Oh.
That's what happens when I'm upset. Like,
yeah.
I will cry. And so I'm so mad. So my coworkers are like, go upstairs, like, whatever. And my friend, I was like, I'm calling him. My friend's like, you can't do that. He's going to know. I was like, I don't give a shit at this point. Like, you think I care?
Yeah. I'll throw you under the bus, honey.
Yeah. I was like, he doesn't know who it is also. Like, whatever.
I'm so angry right now. I will throw anyone under the bus.
And we also, before we texted him, us being like girls, we went on Facebook. I like searched up her number and like her name popped up just from like a few posts that she'd made, like a missing like animal, whatever. So she deleted those posts so that he couldn't search her number up on Facebook and, like,
her
come up. Anyways.
Oh, my God. You guys are, like,
yeah, we were
Sherlock Holmes up in here.
Yeah, we were thinking of it
Holy
all.
Holy shit.
So I try calling him. He answers and, like, hangs up, right? You know, when, like, answer and then the hang up thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I texted him. I was like, ouch, a hang up. And I was like, you have to have the, like, please have the decency to at least have a conversation with
fair
me.
Fair enough.
And he texts back. Andrea, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry I haven't been communicating. It's not fair to you. I feel terrible about it. I'm not trying to make excuses.
Then why are you doing it, brother?
Exactly.
Then why? Tell me why.
You clearly don't feel bad about it if you're doing it.
I do think they feel bad.
I think they don't know how to handle it.
At least from my experience with the British guy, I do think they feel bad. I just think it's like a massive like self-loathing, like insecure,
yeah,
lack of self-respect, lack of self-awareness. Like,
don't know how to deal with
it. I almost feel like they like feel bad about themselves, so they dig themselves further in a hole, and then they even feel worse, so then they dig themselves further in a hole. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I don't think, if it makes you feel better or worse, I really don't think he felt good about what he was doing.
The way he reacted, I would agree.
And I don't think the guy when I spoke to the guy on the phone for the very last time, he was literally like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a loser. And I'm like, oh, you're true. Keep going. Like, but like, I could tell by the state of his voice that he like hated himself.
Yeah.
Which does not excuse it. It's just like incredible to me that there are just a lot of guys, unfortunately, maybe it's because there's a lack of like mental health resources or like a lack of encouragement for young men to explore their mental health or to have that self-awareness. Like men, young men are encouraged to get the job, get the career, get the house. They're not as encouraged to like find themselves and like create self-awareness and create healthy boundaries. But like, it's just, I don't know, it's crazy. And they think they won't do it again. Like my guy, this guy probably was the same. Was like, because he already did this to me once, kind of similar to you. And he's like, I promise I will not do that. I've grown. I've changed. And yet they still do it. It's like they think they're capable of more than they're actually capable of. Anyway, that's like a little tangent. But I just, it's so easy to be like, because I used to say that all the time. They don't care. They hate me. They don't care.
I'm like, how do you, it's like, I know he probably does feel shitty or else he wouldn't be doing it.
It's not about them hating you. It's about them hating themselves.
Yes, exactly.
And it's about them.
They're like, I don't know how to deal with
this. Just having no healthy coping mechanisms. And, like, it's selfish, to be honest. They care more about not putting themselves in a situation to suffer. So they're allowing you to continue to be in a position to suffer.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to have an uncomfortable conversation and potentially be upset. So instead, they're going to let you sit in your suffering for days and days and days so they can avoid.
Like, yeah, they're like, oh, I don't want to have that conversation.
It just shows, I've learned this the hard way, like, because I used to take it so personally. Like, what did I do? What did I say? And I've really learned that it shows truly like a character flaw in them. And that's it. Oh, point blank. Period. You could have been Beyonce and it wouldn't have made a difference.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's your mental health moment of the podcast, folks.
Oh my gosh, here we are. But yeah, he's like, I can't. Like, I need to be by myself for a while. And like, I try to call him again, obviously.
He said he needs to be by himself. So is that him breaking up with you?
Well, that's what I'm assuming. Guess so. I don't know. He's like, I need to be by myself for a while. I'm sorry. I was like, can you just call me? I was like, I've literally been so worried about you.
You deserve at least a fucking phone call. Like, exactly. Come on.
That's not much to ask for. And no. I was like, I have been so worried. And I said, like, I need a conversation to comprehend, like, what's even happening right now. Because, like, I literally thought you were – I didn't tell him I thought he was dead. But, like, I did. And he just said to me, like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. So, I'm sorry I can't talk right now. That is the last thing I've ever heard from him.
Stop.
Yeah. And so I said, can we have a conversation tonight? I was like, I know you're going through shit. Like, I get it, but you need to talk to me. And I literally said to him, I was like, if you have any feelings and respect for me, or if you even had any, like.
And he didn't respond to that?
Yeah. I was like, you will call me and explain what's going on.
But he didn't respond to that.
Never responded.
Oh.
And.
Oh, no.
The next day, I was nice and I was like.
Why?
I know. I don't know why.
Why?
And.
I get it.
Because I needed to have
you
that.
Needed, whether it's going, and this is why I recorded that whole episode, which was the most iconic thing I've ever done, when I got ghosted.
Oh, yeah, that's, I love
but
that.
Like, sometimes you need to say what you need to say, and you need to get your feelings out there, even if it's going into the fucking void, because you probably needed to send that text, or you needed to say your piece, even though you probably knew he's not going to respond, he's not going to engage, but I still need to say this.
Yeah.
For me, I still need to at least attempt to stand up for myself and to say my side of things. And like, that's for me, like, I just was feeling so helpless that the way I channeled it was through the podcast. So like, I never judge a girly if she sends like that final text or like sends a letter, or like, even if they know it's not going to go anywhere, it's not going to change anything. If that really, like, if you really need to say what you need to say, and it's going to make you feel better, and it's going to make you have a little bit more like respect for yourself, then send it. Who cares what they think? Like, what a piece of shit. Like, genuinely, karma will get this man. Oh, I have no doubt.
And, like, I even said, I was like.
How old is he? Our age?
29.
Oh!
He's older, yeah.
He's older than us.
And I literally said to him, I was like, hey.
Oh, my God. 29-year-olds are out here acting like this.
I was like, please drop the stuff off that you have of mine. Like, I said that in the text. Still, never heard from him. Tried calling him a few times. Tried sending a few text messages. It was like a month after it happened, so literally like a few weeks ago. And I literally just said, like, I wish you would just tell me that you're okay, because I'm that person that's like, I could have no feelings for you, but like still, anymore, but I still want to make sure that you're okay.
Well, yeah, because you're a good human being.
Yeah, so
and
that
you
was
you have a
my,
moral compass, which is more so, than he can say for himself. That's crazy.
I still heard nothing. The last thing I heard was, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now.
I guess he still can't talk?
I think he is definitely dead, because he
didn't eat. Let's just keep telling ourselves
he didn't eat, so he's dead to us.
That's nuts. Mm-hmm. I'll never understand. I mean, I did, my whole last episode was on ghosting and like when it's okay to ghost and when it's not. I think there's the odd scenario where it makes sense to ghost. This is definitely not that scenario. I think anything 2-3 dates onwards, like you absolutely need to have some sort of conversation or text, especially if there's any sort of ongoing commitment, if there's I love yous being shared, if there's families being met, like anything like that. And it's just like, I've just gotten to the point because I'm so fed up, and I truly see it as like an epidemic with the way people communicate now.
Oh my God, yeah, they think it's just okay.
I've gotten to the point where I call people out now, even if I know like it's good. Oh, they're going to call me crazy. They're going to whatever. And I don't say it in a heated, malicious way. Like there was one guy I was seeing who was like so freaking hot, but the worst person ever. And we went on 2 dates and like 2 really good dates and like whatever. Like I thought it was going somewhere. He got my hopes up, etc. And then just ghosted out of nowhere. And then I tried to follow up and he ghosted, like he kept ghosting. And I was so hurt, just more so like, it's not even that I don't care that you don't want me. Like I genuinely don't care. Whatever. There's going to be another guy.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you like just don't even have like the semblance of respect or decency to just shoot me a quick text. And I would just, I sent him a text and he didn't respond to that. And I knew he wouldn't, but I did it for me, not for him.
You just needed that.
But I just said, I really would have appreciated if you'd just been honest with me. And there's really no need to have ghosted me. It just caused me unnecessary anxiety. So I hope moving forward that you choose to act a little bit like more mature than how you acted with me. And like, that was it. Like it was pretty, you know, mature. It was pretty, like, it's not like I'm calling him names or anything like that. Like I just, but of course he didn't respond. And then I saw him at a bar a few weeks later and he looked scared shitless. Like he looked like his tail between his legs. And I got the best like vindication from that. Cause I was like, he's clearly scared of me. And that's what I want.
Yeah. You're like, good.
And he unfollowed me. He blocked me. Like clearly something I said triggered him. Which I'm happy to be that bitch. Like, I'm happy to be out here getting blocked by men if it means, like, something I'm saying is getting through to
like
them.
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, I can't do that again.
And that was just after a few dates, and I was still hurt. So I cannot imagine. I mean, I can't imagine how you feel because genuinely I've been through it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, when Andrea and I were getting drinks earlier, I was like, I just want to say to you, and I'm going to say this to anybody who's listening who's going through something like this or has gone through something like this. I am genuinely so sorry that this has happened to you. It is absolutely a horrible, traumatic, it's a horrible feeling. And it's easy to like, just be like, oh, on to the next one. Or like, oh, well, like, you know, his loss or whatever. Fine. It's so easy to say like stupid shit like that. And I heard a million things like that, or people would blame me. Oh, you probably came on too strong, or oh, you know, you should have seen the red flag sooner, like, et cetera, et cetera. You know, our society loves to blame women for everything, even when the man is 100% like in the wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not going to say any of that to you. I'm not going to put a Band-Aid statement on it and tell you to like buck up, like, because even Andrew was saying like, I feel like I need to get over it. I feel like I need to get over it. I'm like, girl, you don't have to get over anything. Like, this was a heartbreak. This was a horrible, like, slightly traumatic betrayal.
Oh my God, exactly.
And I'd be like, you don't, yes, you should still, you know, keep yourself open and have fun and meet people. But like, my advice, because as someone who was gone, like, really gotten through the other side of it, would be like, just feel it and like suffer a little bit and process it and like sit in your uncomfortable feelings and like create some new boundaries for yourself of like, this is genuinely the way I'm feeling right now. I genuinely will never let myself feel this way again. So like, this is going to be my new precedent moving forward, and just try to find ways. Like, you can't really control other people's actions, but at a certain point you need to try to control like how you are going to handle it and how you're going to react to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, that would just be my only advice. I don't know if you want advice, but just I have come out on the other side, because I was going through this literally this time last year. Like, him and I ended things like September of 2022, and oh my God, it's been a year. So it was like last September.
Yeah.
And it has been a fucking year. And now I can literally talk about the whole thing with like no like, I'm good. Like, I can look at it objectively. Mm-hmm. But I really felt my fucking feeling. Like, I was depressed for months. Like, I was so sad. And I just, like, let myself be sad. Gosh. And I like, didn't date anyone else, really. Like, I didn't, like, do it. Like, I just... And I truly feel like it made the biggest difference. So, I don't know. I'm here for you because Andrea is building a Rasta.
Oh yes.
She is building a very successful roster. In fact, she was weirdly texted. This guy just like accidentally texted her like, where are you at? And she was like, who is this? And then did he respond?
Yeah, he did actually.
And then he's like, oh, sorry, wrong number. And she's like, who are you? And then he's like, who are you? And now they're literally fucking flirting over text. There's a random man who sent her the wrong number. So Andrea is building a roster. I'm impressed. Like, I'm attempting to build a roster, and it's not going very well because I'm just, like, so picky, and I'm just a weirdo. I'm not very good at building rosters, but...
I usually was not, but I have learned now.
You're in your era.
Yeah, I'm definitely in my era.
Which I support. I think you should still be, like, doing this, but with that being said, don't just, like, slap a Band-Aid on and be like...
Oh, gosh, no.
I mean, you can if you want to, but it's going to come back and bite you in the ass in the future.
Yeah. It's definitely been, like, I've noticed so many more things and just been, like, so upfront. Like, one of the people that I'm, like, talking to, whatever I said to you earlier, like, I'm, like...
You gave him, like, expectations.
Yeah, this is what I want if it becomes something. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I need.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Like, and if that's overwhelming for you, because we've only gone on, like, a few dates, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But...
And that's what I had to say to that guy. I was seeing a guy for a few weeks. And he was the like just such a horrible texter and would go like 3-4 days without texting me back. And I was just like coming up with all these excuses for him. And then eventually I was like, I need more than this. I'm not saying you have to text me 24/7, but I need a little bit more. Is that something you're willing to do? And guys, this man was straight up like, nope, I am who I am. Wish you all the best. Sorry to have wasted your time. And I'm just like, ah.
You're so well.
Like, the honesty is staggering. Like
wow, thank you.
And that's why it's so cute and also so fucking annoying that women are like literally editing, re-editing, sending drafts to our friends, like making sure we say the right thing, making sure we don't come on too strong. When these men are just saying whatever the hell is on their mind, ruffling whatever feather. Like,
yeah, they don't care. No,
they don't care. Like. I spent all day drafting the perfect text to send this guy that was, like, you know, clear but not too pushy and sympathetic but not too sympathetic and whatever. I sent it to a few friends. I got the go-ahead. Send it to him. Within 2 minutes, he texts me back being like, all good. Wish you the best. Bye. And it's just like, oh. And it was, like, kind of an awakening moment of me, like, they don't care. They don't care how they come across. They don't care what they say. They don't care who, like... And more women now, from what I've seen through my friends and TikTok and stuff, it's like more women are starting to date like men. Like more women are starting to be ruthless.
Yeah, brutally honest.
And
they don't
brutally
give a
honest
shit.
And have like a certain standard and like not willing to change that. And like men do not like it. It's so funny when men get treated like how women treat.
You're like, what?
Or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, exactly.
They get so annoyed and they get so, oh, so women. Like I've seen a few comments that are like, oh, so women are trying to have standards now, that's funny, rah rah rah. Like the patriarchy is quaking.
You're like, oh my
is
God.
Quaking. And for once it actually kind of feels, I don't know if you feel this way, that like women are actually really like finally like supporting each other and like uplifting each other and like giving each other proper advice and stuff. I feel like for centuries, honestly, but like it just was always kind of this vibe of like women were always competing. And women were always, like, supposed to be kind of jealous when it came to men or, like, secretly. And I just don't feel like that's the energy right now. Like, the year of the Barbie movie, literally, women are, like, out here being like, girl, run. Girl, do this. Girl, do that. Like,
is it bad that I literally still haven't seen it? I know.
My favorite movie of all time.
I know. I need to see it.
You should. It's
very
good.
That will empower me even
more. You guys know my feelings on the Barbie movie. I did, like, a whole little tangent on it, but... Whether you like the movie or not, you cannot and shall not deny the impact of that movie culturally. Like
I've heard so much, yeah.
Just look, so like, I have seen such a shift in feminism in the last year, and it's not all due to that movie, but like that movie woke a lot of fucking girls and guys up, and like things have changed. Like, women are, like, not happy. And it's just, like, it's really ruffling men's feathers. It's really cracking
me up. Yeah, it's like, I feel like we're actually sticking up for ourselves and being, like,
and setting standards and setting precedents. And, like, men are speechless. The men who are taking it on the chin are the men that I'm here for. Like, there are some men out there that are like, we deserve this. We've been awful. Like, we have been horrible. Like, and those are the men that I'm like, I love that mentality. We're not saying that we're better than you. It's just like, can you give us 5 minutes of having our voice heard, having our opinions heard, having our feelings validated? Just 5 minutes. You know, you guys have been in the spotlight for 500 years. Like, can you give us 5 minutes? And they literally can't. And no, that's what cracks me up so
their
much.
Their egos are too.
But anyway, that's like a whole other tangent. But it's all connected within the, like, within just the system of
dating and
gender roles and dating and expectations and pressure. Anyway, Andrea is, she's back doing okay. Game. She's looking good. She's feeling good. Her hair, she got a new hair tool. Her hair is all blown out. She's got, like, a blowout going on.
It's, you know, gotta up something.
Yeah, you gotta do something.
I gotta look even better and feel even better.
Well, you do. You look good, and you've got a roster going.
Exactly. You know, you have to have options. I always was the type of person until, like, January, where I was like, no, I can only talk to one man. Like, only date one man at a time. And then it's like, no, like, you need to see what's out there. You need to, like, talk to multiple people, like, get different ideas of, like, what you want, what you don't want, because then you'll eventually find someone that meets all of those things. So it's like, until a man literally tells me, like, I want to be with you, like, want to explore more with you and just you, then I'm like, sorry, I'm gonna
totally fair. I just can't do it because I mean, I can. I can't seem to get one man to text me back, let alone a multitude of men.
I mean, yeah, some are better than others.
So, mad respect for...
I've got my top, like,
yeah, mad respect.
Two are fighting for the top right now, like, you know.
I've tried multiple times to do a roster, and the universe is like, no, bitch, this is not going to happen for you. So, that's okay.
It could come crashing down. It's fine. I don't know.
I've just, like, come to the conclusion for myself. It's like, I am the type of girly that, like, puts all my hope in one guy and then gets disappointed. But I've learned to let that disappointment phase me less and less and less. Like, I don't actually get, like, distraught anymore if, like, a situationship falls through. Like, I used to... Like, now it's like I do kind of recognize I am the type to kind of go after one guy at a time, but I do take it more with a detached approach now than I used to. So that's sort of where I'm at. I'm not against having a roster. It just doesn't really seem to work for me for some reason. So
that's no, okay. That's my thing is, like, if I just have one person, then I feel like
You're waiting on their text.
I'm
and
waiting
shit.
On them. I get, like, too overwhelming for them, which, you
do
know
you
what?
Do you actually think, can I ask you, because you've said that multiple times tonight, which isn't a bad thing, it's not a criticism, but do you think you're actually overwhelming, or do you just think you've dated men who've told you that you're overwhelming?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Which
and
one, the latter?
Yeah, I think it's like, I've dated people that are like, oh, or they have to take a step back.
I don't feel like you're any more particularly overwhelming than me or any of my other friends, like, if I'm being honest.
I feel like there's some days or there's, like, some times where I might be like, oh, am I being too much? But then the fact that I even have to think of that.
That's misogyny at its finest.
Yeah, the fact that I even have to think of that, it's like, if someone's actually going to like me, then it doesn't matter. But I think the reason why I kind of am now talking to multiple people, it's also to, like, kind of feel things out
and, like, disperse your energy a little bit amongst. I get that, like, I really do. I just find, like,
hyper focused.
For me anyway, when it comes to rosters, I do end up feeling like I know who's my top from day one.
Oh,
it's
I have my top.
It's already, like what the bachelors and bachelorettes always say on that stupid show. Like, they'll literally, like, after the post interview at the end of the season, they'll be like, I knew from day one that Gloria was my top pick. I just had to pretend to like everyone else. And that's literally to me what a roster is. Like, I already know from day one who my top is, and I'm literally just wasting everyone else's time. Like, and they're wasting my time. And, like, it's truly just so we can avoid the discomfort of, like, sitting in our feelings, to be honest.
Oh, and I think it's like a good distraction for me
I think which it's sounds good. Bad. No, which is fine. I think rosters are good to an extent. I get concerned when people are living in like permanent roster land. Like they oh, don't yeah. no, have the ability to. Because basically, like a guy I was seeing recently was literally like basically told me, yeah, I kind of have a roster. Like I'm talking to multiple people. He didn't say the word roster because yeah. that's for the girls. It's not for you guys. That's for the girls. And I was like kind of shocked a little bit, which is crazy because like of course he's talking to multiple people, but like he was just so honest about it. But I was kind of straight up with him because I was like, okay, fair enough. But like I'm also going to just say this now since we're being honest. I'm like, I would expect if you and I continue to see mm-hmm. each other and develop a connection and develop feelings that you would exit that roster, that you would close that down. Like, and he was like, well, you know, I would for the right person, blah, blah, blah. So it's just kind of like, that's where I'm like, I'm not against someone talking to multiple people. I understand it's 2023, but I don't want to have to be like nagging you. Like, are you still talking to other people? What's the deal? Like, are we like, I just,
yes.
that's where I'm like, that's where when people get too comfortable with like the roster and like,
oh, yeah.
don't want to let go of other options. So then they let a good thing go because they're scared. Like there's other options. That's when I'm like, there's something deeper rooted here. There's some deep rooted fear of commitment, which I don't think you have. But
yeah. I think it's very so much.
It's like a fine line.
Yeah. And it's because it's like kind of the beginning, like the talk, just kind of like the talking stages. There's a few for that sure. I've like.
Talking stages innocent. Yeah.
There's one that I've kind of like been on a few dates with, but not actually like out dates. Like I'll go to your house, we'll drink some wine and like chat and stuff, like, right? Like we haven't been on any proper dates. But it's very much like, until this becomes more apparent that it's going to like could go somewhere, you're making the effort that I really see the effort, then I will
mm-hmm.
cut off yeah. the rest type thing.
Time will tell.
Yeah, it's so hard because it's like,
I guess what I'm saying, like, because I genuinely don't see anything wrong with the roster, but let's say, like, in your instance, not that I think this mm-hmm. is you, but let's say you do develop really, like, strong feelings and a great connection with, let's call him Bobby Joe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yet you're still saying to me, like, Bobby Joe's obsessed with you. He's such a great guy. And you're still like, but, you know, I'm going to still talk to this guy and this guy. Like, I, at that point, I would just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why?
Like, you're jeopardizing something good for, like, all these randos that you don't actually care about. So I guess that's where I'm coming from. It's like, people need to know.
There has to be a line drawn.
There needs to be, like, some semblance of, like, because I do think we live a little bit in a world right now where, especially our generation, feels like there's an abundance of options, which to some degree there is, but you're going to live like a pretty lonely life if you're constantly like this. Again, not at all a commentary mm-hmm. to you. I just want to like, make that very clear. But like if you're constantly just like don't want to settle or don't want to mm-hmm. date someone because there could be other people, there could be other people. You need to have like a roster, but you need to have like self-awareness.
Yes,
exactly. I guess that's what the key is. Like, you need to have like, you need to be checking in on yourself, checking in on your feelings and like being kind of self-aware as to like, where is this actually going? Who am I actually feeling? And that type of thing.
Yeah, because definitely things like start to dwindle and you're like, okay, this person's not interested. So you just kind of like stop. It's more like you're just talking to a few people and like seeing where things go. I used to hate the word roster too and be like, it makes me sound like a whore. And then it's like, no, but it's not like I'm, you know, doing all this.
I don't feel that way at all. Like, I don't even hate the word roster. I think it's hilarious. It's just like, I don't know. I guess I've been like part of people's rosters. Yeah,
so then it makes you feel like crap.
And it's just like kind of a shitty feeling. And you're like, oh, I thought like you actually were taking me seriously, mm-hmm. but you clearly weren't, like that type of thing. So that's why I'm saying just like kind of being upfront and self-aware as to like knowing when it's the right time to let somebody go or knowing when it's the right time to actually take something seriously is kind of the key versus like if you're just talking to 12 people, not that you're talking to 12
people. No,
someone's people, just talking to 12 people permanently all day, every day for the rest of their life, that's weird to me. At that point, you're just like looking for attention. You're just like looking for like, the whole point of a roster is it kind of takes off the pressure of like putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a good coping mechanism for someone who tends to like go in a little strong.
Yes. And I think because of what happened
for sure
my last time and my last few relationships, that's why I'm like, you know what? No.
Fair.
I'm going to explore my options.
Because I tend to go in a little strong, too, and get emotionally attached. So for people like that, I think it's a great option. But for people who are just, like, terrified of commitment, I think it's a little bit of, like, a cop-out.
Please just read the stranger's message. It's hysterical. This is the person that randomly accidentally texted the wrong
number.
He said,
haha, all right, sending directions. She said, perfect, LOL. He said, could you imagine? You'd get addicted, though.
Yeah, I was like, what?
What?
I don't even That's know what ballsy. I responded. I
was like, she said, what? Oh, really? Question mark. He says, definitely. I'll meet you in Napanee in 30. Make it easier. Oh, so is he from Napanee?
Or no, he said he's from Belleville.
Ew!
Yeah.
Which I said, oh, God. No offense to my Belleville listeners. And then he said, don't judge, but if you were like, okay, haha, I'd be somewhat tempted. As long as you're not smelly, 600 pounds, or a lunatic.
I just think this is so funny because it's
he's getting kind of weird, though. He's actually taking this really seriously.
It is, and I'm just like, this is hysterical.
Also, like, guys, like, not me being such a feminist, I'm like, he literally sounds kind of misogynistic.
Oh,
like,
he does.
If you're not smelly, 600 pounds, or a lunatic, then I'll fuck you. Like, ew.
Yeah, it's like, sir,
what
I
do you
just
look
am
like,
laughing.
Sir? What do you look like?
Yeah, you should do it. Be like, send me a pic.
Anyway, I guess we'll wrap it at that. That was a long episode.
I know. I am so sorry. I just, like...
It's okay. I'll probably cut out some bits and pieces.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to, because I was...
But, guys, that was Andrea. Did you have fun on the podcast?
I did.
It's pretty chill,
like,
isn't it? It's not
like,
as scary.
It's like therapy.
It really is. It's literally therapy. This podcast has healed me so much. It's really not as scary as you think it is, though. Like, people always are like, I could never do the podcast. I'm like, you literally sit and talk. Like, it's fine. It's really not that scary.
I could talk all day, too, which
and
is the problem.
I edit the shit out of it, like, to That's take out, so I take out all of the, like, ums and ahs and, like, whatever.
Yeah, and me just fucking rambling and the useless shit. So half of this will be gone, so it's fine.
So there's no pressure. Like, just talk and I'll make sure we sound good. But yeah, that's that. No, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. I've been, like, meaning to get another episode out, so this was perfect. And as I said, guys, you know what to do. Subscribe, share. I'm sure Andrea will share this on her story or whatever.
It'll weed out some of the men in my life.
It will, and you need to be prepared for that.
Exactly, and I'm totally fine with that.
I literally, like, I swear to God, some guys will, they'll be talking to me or whatever. They're so into me, and then they'll be like, I'm going to follow you on Instagram. And I just know that they, like, listen to a podcast clip or something because they disappear. And I'm just convinced. Because it's not like I have any, like, other controversial shit on my... And, like, I have cute photos, whatever. Like, I'm a cute girly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, it clearly is the podcast. But honestly, that tells me everything I need to know.
Exactly.
I'm on here, like, spitting straight facts and being hilarious. And if you can't see that...
I told one of the contestants. I also call them contestants.
That's
sometimes.
Hilarious. I love that.
I told him. I was like, she's a podcast. Like, we're about to record an episode.
Slay.
He's like,
flex.
How random. What's it about? I was like, I'll explain after.
Yeah. It's about everything.
Yeah. You just
anyway. Follow me on Instagram if you'd like, Sarah Birch, or TikTok, although I fucking never post on TikTok and I hate TikTok, but you can follow me there too. I think it's Sarah Birch with 3 R's, I think. You can also, like, check in on me on the news every day if you want at kinksandis.com. Yes. I also have a discount code on there, guys. So you can become, like, a subscriber of Kinksandis. It's quite cheap. It's very reasonable. But you can get a 10% discount, so you can get access to all the local news if you're from Kingston or the surrounding areas. And just use my code SarahB2023 on there if you are into that. I've been writing stories as well, so... Yeah, that's been fun. And I will be back soon with a new episode. Hopefully I'll have some new updates for you guys. And do you want them to follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, they can.
What's your Instagram?
It's literally just AndreaAmos.
It's just your name.
Yeah.
It's not that scary to say what you need to say. So don't be an ass and don't ghost someone. That's it.
Moral of the story.
Oh. Bye.
Bye.